Joined today by Associate Professor and Subject Chair for Agricultural Sciences at the Northwest University, Gerard de Preé. Welcome to OFM.
Good morning.
So good to have you here. We're talking about sustainable agriculture a lot, but why is it still so difficult to implement these practices at scale in South Africa?
Well, I think if we think about what sustainable agriculture means, it's essentially about producing food in a way that remains economically viable while also protecting the environment for future generations. And so one of the biggest challenges is that agriculture is highly context dependent. So in other words, what works well in one region or one soil type does not always work the same in another area. And of course, farmers are also under major economic pressure. So adopting new systems carries risk. And so sustainable agriculture therefore requires long-term thinking, practical evidence and implementation, and really strong collaboration between farmers, farmer communities, researchers, industry, and government.
I saw a term for the first time, and I want to know about this: living lab. Pinot Kamp at the NW is described as a living lab. What makes this approach different from traditional research, and why is it so powerful?
Yeah, it's indeed an interesting term. So a living lab is a real-world research and innovation environment where solutions are developed, tested, and refined, but importantly, under practical farming conditions. So instead of doing research only in small controlled environments, we work directly with farmers, industry, government, and other researchers in active agricultural systems. And at the Northwest University Living Lab for Sustainable Agriculture, which is also known as the Pinot Kamp Experimental Farm, we test climate smart and sustainable farming approaches at scale, while at the same time training our students and creating practical solutions for farmers.
Associate Professor and Subject Chair at Agricultural Sciences at the Northwest University, Prof. Gerard de Preé, joining us today. Let's look ahead. How can initiatives like this help build a more resilient agricultural system? And what opportunities does this create for the next generation entering this really crucial sector?
Yeah, I think the future of agriculture is really dependent on people who can integrate science, technology, and practical farming knowledge. So initiatives such as the Living Lab help build resilience by developing systems that improve biodiversity, soil health, water use efficiency, and long-term productivity. But at the same time, it creates opportunity for young people, for example, our students, in areas like precision agriculture, artificial intelligence, data-driven farming, and sustainable food production. And so agriculture is becoming one of the most innovative sectors in the world, and South Africa has a major opportunity to lead in that space.
Absolutely. What a privilege to be at the forefront of that as well at the Northwest University. May you and the Agricultural Sciences team have a wonderful two more days at Nampo Harvest Day.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All the details you will find for this and more, ofm.co.za.